Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Leadership That Gets the Job Done podcast, episode number 54. Our Bible passage for this episode is Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45, which says, or which reads, "But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are counted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, with their great ones exercise authority, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Our quote for this episode is from Warren Buffett. He said, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently." In this podcast, we are using 3 books as our texts: Spiritual Leadership, Moving People Onto God's Agenda by Dr. Henry and Dr. Richard Blackaby, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John Maxwell, and Organizational and Management Leadership, A Christian Perspective by Dr. Anita Satterley. Our topic today is part 3 of chapter 3, Connecting Goes Beyond Words, from Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John Maxwell. He continues, "The characteristics of connection. Any message you try to convey must contain a piece of you. You can't just deliver words. You can't merely convey information. You need to be more than just a messenger. You must be the message you want to deliver. Otherwise, you won't have credibility and you won't connect. Have you ever had to communicate someone else's vision? It's very difficult to do, isn't it? It's hard to get excited when you're presenting someone else's ideas. Yet, if you work in any kind of organization and you're not the top leader, that is exactly what you are expected to do. How can you do that with credibility? By making it your vision. By that, I mean that you must first discover how the vision positively impacts you. You must connect with it on a personal level. Once you have done that, you will be able to do more than simply relay information. You will be able to convey inspiration. Nothing can happen through you until it happens to you. This kind of ownership is necessary not only for leaders and speakers, but also for authors. For a book to connect with readers, it must be more than just a book. It must possess a part of the author. Otherwise, it lacks authenticity and credibility. It can have great information, but it can still fall flat if the author does not connect with readers." Let's pray. Holy Father God, help all of us who speak to others and by your grace, humbly guide others and minister to others through preaching, through speaking, through writing online. Lord, help us to be real. And Lord, have it to be real in all of our lives. And help us to not only be authentic, but transparent, and to tell the truth at all times. Have mercy and grace upon us all, and forgive us of our sins, our failures and faults in this regard, and crucify everybody's flesh who's called by you afresh and anew, and fill us all with the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to speak the truth and to tell the truth in love and in a transparent fashion. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, here's how you can trust Him as your Savior today and be saved from sin, a miserable life, and from hell to heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. So have I. Welcome to the club. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin, and we go to hell. Our soul goes to hell if we never trust Christ as Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on Jesus Christ at some point in your life for your salvation, we're not talking about church membership. We're not talking about shaking the preacher's hand or the right hand of fellowship or even getting baptized. None of those things will save you. Except the fact that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. God does not want you to go to hell. In fact, God did not create hell for you. He created hell for the devil and his angels. That's the bad news. Hell is the bad news. But I have some good news for you, uttered by the same Jesus Christ who told you about hell. Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him, who trusts in Christ, should not perish, that is, in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven with God. All you have to do, dear friend, is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved from going to hell. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, dear friend, if you want to be saved today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. I prayed it some 40 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments and your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.